Today is Saturday, December 26th, and today we're taking a look back at the news that defined the unique, impactful, and challenging year of 2020. We're doing this year in review through the lens of some of the weekly special edition interviews we did right here on the show. You'll hear clips of interviews from every month of the year, telling the evolving story of the coronavirus pandemic, starting back in February, when the U.S. had only a couple dozen cases, up until now. And we'll remember some of the other big headlines from the year, from protests about racial injustice to the presidential election. And of course, we won't forget some fun and interesting news we covered throughout 2020 as well, like science, tech, and entertainment. So for the last special edition episode of the year, here's our look back at the news defining 2020. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. It's fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. It's time for today's Special Edition Saturday. You ready? Let's do this.
Do Americans need to be concerned that it'll continue to spread more here?
That was my question back in February 2020 to Dr. Syra Madad from the Netflix docuseries Pandemic. The U.S. was just starting to feel the impact of this brand new virus. Dr. Madad's answer holds true now, but at the time, the severity of what was to come had certainly not sunk in.
We obviously have, you know, over two dozen cases, about 29 cases here in the United States. And we do anticipate that this number is going to continue to increase for a couple of reasons. First, you know, this outbreak is not going anywhere soon. It's going to continue to expand and evolve. You know, I think it's going to get much worse before it gets any better.
Then in March, as cases did increase, I asked Dr. Oz about the concerns surrounding our healthcare system, even before one U.S. hospital had felt the effects.
We have about 100,000 ventilators in America. We probably need seven times that much if we have a real bad outbreak. And again, we don't know exactly how many people are going to get really sick, and we're coming up with better solutions every day that can help manage those patients so they may not get as ill and overwhelm the system. But when you have a lot of people running to the emergency room, not sure if they've got coronavirus and worried they may have a more severe reaction to it, it tends to overwhelm the system, especially when you don't have enough testing kits to deliver the information that they need.
Throughout the spring and summer, we talked with a variety of epidemiologists, virologists, and other doctors about how the virus spreads and what precautions we truly need to take.
Normally, the way that this virus spreads is in, you know, mucus and saliva and things that come out of our faces. So I think people have a good understanding that that happens when you sneeze and even when you cough. But the reality is that even when you're just talking, you know, saliva is spewing out of your mouth. We can't see it, thank goodness. But we have like a little trail of mist that we leave behind us.
What do people really need to have at home? And what can we expect in the weeks or months ahead?
We don't expect grocery stores or pharmacies to close. Those are considered essential services. So I think that this whole craziness over toilet paper is probably just a reaction. You know, we have to express our fears and our worries over this situation somehow. And somehow toilet paper became the thing.
When the American Academy of Pediatrics said that our goal should be to have all children in schools, you know, I agreed with that. Our goal should have been from the beginning to get our kids back to school safely. I think, unfortunately, it was interpreted as everyone should go back to school. And I think that's where we had to take a step back and say, wait a minute, that's not what we're saying. We're saying, you know, there are real risks of both going back to school, but also risk of staying home, especially for these youngest ones and kids in vulnerable communities.
We discussed ethics in a crisis, too, including the changing and often confusing guidance and information thrown at us daily.
Kind of the first messaging that we got from the CDC was not to wear a mask unless you're a medical professional. And then later it became you must wear a mask. How does kind of that conflicting advice happen? And what responsibility do experts have to make the messaging really clear, even when there's uncertainty?
Experts have a number one responsibility to make the messaging clear, even in uncertainty. And I have to say, I think that is not something that we deserve an A on in this country through the course of this pandemic. We had a lot of mixed messages from the places that mattered most, for example, the CDC. And I'm going to just put it out there and say, I think that this country will need a commission in the same way that after 9/11, we had a 9/11 commission that really dug into why was it that our intelligence agencies left us so vulnerable.
The pandemic has, of course, taken a major toll on the economy and jobs.
Our estimate is that it's at least 2 years before we get to the level of economic activity that we hit pre-COVID-19. There's some industries that will shift entirely in response to this, some that will come back, but it will change the nature of how we do business, the world we come back to once we do get to fully reopening, which is not in for quite a while, is going to be a world that's similar but not the same as the one which we left.
So what senior leaders are finding is that not only are remote employees just as productive, but they're actually cheaper in terms of a total cost perspective. And that's really changing their mindset to say, let's stick with this and keep as many employees remote as we possibly can.
Balance was something that working parents couldn't do pre-pandemic. And now I feel like using the word balance is just useless because there is no balance. They're having to do both and figure out how to do both in real time.
All the while, mental health has been top of mind. So we talked to a therapist about the range of effects and possible solutions.
Concentration difficulties are huge. And that's actually one of the most overlooked symptoms of things like depression and anxiety. And I think a lot of us, because we're in this heightened stress response, our body is like primed for fight, flight, freeze. But instead of being able to do anything, right, because the threat is a invisible virus, we feel stressed all day long, hypervigilant maybe, you know, and on edge. And so, of course, we're not able to do as much as we used to do.
Soon enough, the COVID conversations turned to treatments.
The drug that we're studying that seems quite promising now, but we're waiting for the data, is called remdesivir.
And of course, vaccines.
This is a grand slam in vaccines. There are very few vaccines where we see this level of efficacy, this level of protection.
Believe it or not, 2020 did have other topics dominate the headlines as well. We'll take a look at those and the lighthearted news we covered too, just ahead. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsors today. You may have heard about this before in the New York Times or Forbes, and now we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're making 2021 plans or are on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th. And you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. And this episode is also brought to you by Ritual. If you've ever questioned what's really in your vitamin or you just can't make it part of your routine because the ones you've tried kind of taste gross, you'll want to check out Ritual. Not only does Ritual use only a clean, vegan-certified, non-GMO, gluten- and allergen-free formula with no fillers, colorants, or shady additives, but it also uses key nutrients to help fill the gaps in your diet. I also appreciate that I've taken my Ritual multivitamins with or without food, and it does not upset my stomach. That's because they come in time-delayed capsules that are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach. In fact, they're somehow even minty and fresh-tasting. So it's helped me really form the habit of taking these multivitamins every day. Plus, my vitamins are delivered right to my door each month with free shipping. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. Again, get 10% off during your first 3 months. Go to ritual.com/newsworthy. Now back to our year in review.
Black Americans are 3.5 times more likely than white Americans to be killed by police when they're not attacking or have a weapon. That is what happened to George Floyd.
Yes, police shootings this year and the protests against racial injustice that followed were also major news stories we covered.
And it's one thing I know is that when people try to do something silently and people don't listen, well, you know what they do? They do it louder.
It's important for people to know that they have a role to play. I think community has a part to play. I think it's important for officers to come from that community. So I encourage people to join, get on. You can make change from the inside better than you can from the outside. It's important for folks to know that you have to vote. Every police chief serves at the pleasure of an elected mayor or city manager, and elected officials understand votes And so while there's a part to play on both sides, I think the onus is on the police department, because after all, we're the professionals, we're well-trained, and we know better, therefore we should do better.
And of course, the contentious presidential election took up lots of our time, too, even before voters went to the polls.
What we saw in 2018 is that youth voters actually broke turnout records for midterm elections. And we are hopeful and expect them to do the same thing in 2020, which means there will be a lot of people voting.
One of the concerns that's been discussed that I'm curious your take on is just the post office and states in general feeling overwhelmed because they've never dealt with so many mail-in ballots before.
So the concern really is not about the ability to process this. It's the amount of time it's going to take. And the reality is that we are being told that it will probably take between 7 to 10 days, roughly, for us to know the election results.
And when we did get the results, we brought on experts from both parties to help analyze them.
I mean, obviously, people went out and elected a Democratic president. But Republicans did quite well in the legislative elections, the congressional elections, and the state elections. And so that tells me that Americans don't mind divided government and that they would prefer it if the two parties could find a way to compromise and get along.
To that point, we worked hard to stay unbiased and show you the nation might not be quite as divided as it can sometimes seem.
When you look at the research on really where people are in terms of their political views and values, there are certainly people who are at the extremes, but most people are in what one study called the exhausted majority. There are a lot of people who are not at the extremes and who are actually really tired of the tone of that kind of discord.
And true to our daily promise, the Newsworthy brought you more than just politics and the pandemic and other tough topics in the daily news like fires and hurricanes. We also talked about the impact of things like technology and space.
Over the last, decade or so, we've been giving the Russians a ton of money to the tune of like $4 billion to be able to shuttle our astronauts back and forth. And so the significance of this particular flight and the significance of having SpaceX be able to send humans to the space station means that we can bring that money back home to American companies.
And we brought you fun, lighthearted stuff, too, from the royal family.
So really, when we talk about Harry and Meghan no longer being there, we don't know what that picture is going to look like yet because we don't know what the finer details are. That's all being decided as we speak. We don't have any kind of precedent for a royal being half royal, half civilian.
To celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act with Broadway star Ali Stroker.
I celebrate my freedom. I celebrate my independence. I celebrate my community. The disabled community is so fierce and so powerful.
We hope we kept you informed while also helping you find a little more joy in your daily life.
I think so often people give into this fear of missing out, the FOMO. They worry about, oh, if I don't say yes to every opportunity, they're only going to knock once and not come back around. So the joy of missing out really is about actively choosing what you want to focus in on.
The best predictor often of whether people are happy or not is their relationships. Our connection with family, our friends, that seems to be a very good predictor of people's happiness.
Of course, that was just a sampling of the interviews we did this year as part of these special edition episodes. Thank you so much for being here and tuning in throughout 2020 and for continuing to trust us for fast, fair, fun news of the day during our regular episodes Monday through Friday. All of it will continue into 2021. But first, we'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. Until then, have a great weekend and happy holidays.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.